This is how Patagonia kicks their employees out on the street.
And tomorrow I'm going to be homeless. I don't know what to do, but I just feel like Patagonia really screwed me.
Ryan worked at Patagonia and he didn't have a car, but that's okay because Patagonia actually reimburse employees $3 a day who come to work via alternative modes of transport. So by walking, cycling, and in Ryan's case, he decided to get an e-scooter. Ryan was riding home from work one day and he hit a pothole. He broke his leg, his ankle, and he had to have major surgery. So Ryan contacts Patagonia and they gave him these forms to apply for paid medical leave. He fills out the forms only to be told that he's not eligible because he had only been working at Patagonia for 8 months. So they advise him to apply for unpaid medical leave, which means that he would have to depend on his friends and family for assistance. And then he gets this email that states that he had voluntarily resigned. So obviously, Ryan keeps emailing them, they're not responding, and then the only email he gets back is from corporate security telling him to stop emailing Patagonia employees. Ryan hasn't got an income anymore, he falls behind on rent, so he gets evicted. He does go to a shelter, but has an altercation there, which means that he can't stay there anymore. And he was actually defending himself during that altercation. So the hotel that you see him in now was put up by a family member, but that situation can't continue either. So the video he's making here is his last night.
I guess tomorrow I'm gonna have to live on the streets. I've never lived on the streets before. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm really scared.